Welcome back to the No Panic Zone. Working our way through this and finally getting some positive traction from the governor, although limited. We are opening up part of the state come Friday. I don't know why Friday makes any difference as compared to today. We've learned now that more than 50% of all the fatalities in Michigan came from nursing homes in those three southeast Michigan counties. Not in the general population, not with people that are out and about. Nursing homes in Wayne, Macomb, and Oakland counties. That's it. 50%. Anyhow, my next guest, Michonne Maddock, is the co-founder of MCC, the Michigan Conservative Coalition, and organizer of Operation Haircut, the latest thing. Get a trim, get buzzed. Wait a second, that's different. Michonne, welcome back to the program. Michonne Maddock here.
Good morning. I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, getting buzzed on the Capitol lawn. What? Wait a second. That's a different group of people. Anyhow, this is a good effort. Let me get you to weigh in, though, before we get to that. The governor conveniently opening up just in time for the Memorial Day weekend and conveniently opening up the governor's mansion on Mackinac Island for a visit for the holiday weekend. How convenient in the places she opened up. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you can't see my shocked face right now.
Yeah, stunned. Oh, wait a second. Honey, we can't go to the mansion unless you issue this order. Me and the kids want to go to the mansion, so open it up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She really doesn't want anybody traveling up north anyway, because we're still supposed to stay at home. Don't forget that.
I missed that part. Oh, that's because I didn't care anymore.
You can go in the UP and you can go out to eat after Friday, but you still can't be in a gathering of more than 10 people, and the amount of people that are going to be allowed into the bars and restaurants under her orders are, I can't wait to see what happens. You saw what happened in Wisconsin when the first bar opened up,
They went crazy. Really, well, here's the thing. We could see a ruling from the judge in the Court of Claims right now. And keep in mind, this is the same judge, a very liberal judge, but a judge that struck down the governor's executive order on vaping about a year ago. And then the governor went out and wrote a scathing letter and released it publicly, like she did with Mike Shirky, the same sort of a stunt. And that's all that is. That's a stunt. Well, she played that game with the judge making today's decision. So today could turn into the Wild West just like it was in Wisconsin. And I'm rooting for it. I'm buying a cowboy hat.
Yeah, me too. I mean, basically, under the current law, she can continue this emergency for her entire term. I mean, that's essentially rendering the people and the legislature powerless. For as long as anyone tests positive in Michigan, she can ignore the legislature.
Yeah, and that's completely outrageous. So you put together this event in part in response to Carl Mankey, America's Barber, who stood defiant toe-to-toe with the governor until they came and attacked him and took his license, suspended his license to cut hair. And that's the tactic. If a county sheriff says, I'm not going to enforce the lockdown orders, then they send in the health department to a bar or restaurant and shut them down, or to a barber shop and shut them down and threaten them not only with their livelihood during the shutdown, but forever. We'll take your license. We'll take your liquor license. That's the problem with a state that's regulated too heavily, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I have to tell you, it's just absolutely heartbreaking. The stories that we are hearing since we announced Operation Haircut, which, by the way, is really not about haircuts at all. I'm sure you figured that out.
Obviously.
So we're looking for a peaceful way to protest, instead of calling on people that would normally never do anything like this, because this really isn't political. These protests are not political because jobs are not political. These are people who would never normally think to get in their car and drive to their state capital to
protest. Normally they'd be at work. Normally they'd have a job to go to. They couldn't get in their car and drive to the state capitol like they did on April the 15th for Operation Gridlock, which, by the way, remember how the governor told us, there'd be massive amounts of illness and spike. None of that ever happened, of course. None of that ever happened.
She actually said it was going to kill people.
Well, exactly. And none of that ever happened. What killed people was her. Let me tell you what killed people, Michonne, was her executive order ordering people that were COVID-19 positive back into nursing homes. That killed people.
Mm.
And you want to get down to what killed people. The governor killed people when she issued an executive order ordering people who are COVID-19 positive into people into a place that was not positive. And anyhow, I digress just a little bit. But all right, so where do we go from here? I mean, I want to know here, if the court rules today that the last 19 days have been illegal, and I believe they have, that we've been under an illegal lockdown since the 1st of May, and businesses, 20 restaurants a day going out of business, according to the Michigan Restaurant Association, do those people have recourse to come back and say, you filed an illegal executive order, you knew it was illegal, there's got to be recourse. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right, and I don't want to encourage any business to do that because I understand that they are terrified of their license, just like you mentioned to be, you know, in the beginning. It asks a lot to ask people to set that aside, people who are law-abiding citizens. But you know what? They are now suffering from depression. They are heartbroken. They are broke. They are, you know, they have mortgages to pay for, kids to feed.
Sure.
I have a young woman who has two small kids. She can't feed her kids. She's scraping to pay her rent on her hair salon.
That's right. Businesses are lost.
To open again.
Yeah, mortgages are lost. Yeah. Marriages are lost. Yeah. Hope is lost. Mm-hmm. That's exactly. Let me ask you, right. We only got 30 seconds here, but I keep hearing rumblings in different places about, you know, recall efforts and so forth. I have no idea what that takes in Michigan or if people have that kind of an energy, but what are your thoughts on that? 30 seconds.
No, I don't. I mean, I'm not advocating for that at all. I just want businesses to open. I want Governor Whitmer to open up Michigan right now because we know how to do it safely. And that's what tomorrow is all about. We want people to show up in Lansing, get in your car, drive there. It doesn't matter if you need your hair cut or not. Show Governor Whitmer the amount of people that care about safely opening businesses right now in Michigan. It would take millions of dollars to try to recall this governor.
And what time does it start?
Our duly elected governor.
Yeah, what time does it start, the event tomorrow?
12 noon tomorrow at the Capitol Lawn. Please be there.
All right, noon. Michonne Maddock, always appreciate you from the Michigan Conservative Coalition. Always appreciate you being here in the No Panic Zone. It's the Steve Rivers Show on a Tuesday, back after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.